Substance abuse is a magnet for so many people because there are so many paths to it, both illegal as well as, believe it or not, legal. One of the most common legal substances that people abuse is, of course, alcohol. It's a choice that can damage the body in a variety of ways and cause unimagined impacts on the lives of others when people abuse it. Those heavy times become even more weighted when those who are underage either obtain or are knowingly and willingly given access to alcohol. We start things off this morning with the recognition of April being Alcohol Awareness Month. And with us to discuss the degree alcohol abuse exists and how it can and needs to be addressed, from the Sussex County, New Jersey Coalition for Healthy and Safe Community, are Anne-Marie Schaefer and Tina Howie. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning, Chris.
And you can find your way to the website, the webpage, rather, for the Sussex County Coalition for Healthy and Safe Communities over at centerforprevention.org. And obviously, Anne-Marie, stats are going to vary from county to county, but the level of the problem, I guess the trends sort of mirror each other in most parts of the state when comparing one region to the other. So as far as Sussex County is concerned, especially among the youths, what is the current state of affairs regarding alcohol abuse and some of its consequences?
Well, what we've seen actually in this area is some good news, Chris, and that is that in the way it's surveyed among youth is we look at past 30-day use of alcohol. And what we've seen in our most recent surveys when we compared 2012 to 2015 is across the board between 6th and 12th graders, great decreases in the use of underage alcohol.
And Tina, let's stop with that stat for a second because, as Anne-Marie just said, the term sixth grader, that might shock some people. Tina, sixth graders are having access to alcohol?
Yes. We have reports that 1.1, so 1% of sixth graders report that they have used alcohol in the last 30 days. So we actually saw a 71% decrease in alcohol use among our sixth grade population, which is fantastic. Back in 2008, we actually saw a pretty big increase in sixth grade use of alcohol. And so to see that this number is decreased by 71% is fantastic. You know, when we used to start doing prevention years ago, you know, 10, 12 years ago when we were doing prevention, we started, you know, we were focusing on high school kids, and we realized quickly that, you know, we need to drop down to the middle school levels and really start educating fifth and sixth grade students and parents about underage drinking. So between all the efforts at the center and what schools are doing, and, of course, parents, there was a 71% decrease in sixth graders using alcohol, which is fantastic.
It is indeed. Anne-Marie, I was looking at some of the stats, too, from the Uniform Crime Report. It seems like, as Tina just referenced, 2008-2009, at least for Sussex County, seemed to be peak years in juvenile arrests for DUI, as well as for juvenile arrests for liquor laws. But since mainly 2009, we've seen this steady decrease. What do you believe have been some of the catalysts for that decreased trend to fortunately continue?
I believe that through our prevention efforts and awareness and information about adolescent brain growth, you know, we know that the teen brain now, due to the invention of MRIs and CAT scans, we know the teen brain develops well into the 20s rather than thinking it was fully developed by the age of 12. So getting that information out there consistently and talking to parents and having parents understand that that youth drinking underage is, even though perhaps the drinking age was 18 when they were younger, that we now know that the teen brain is more susceptible to addiction and that it isn't healthy, it isn't safe, and it is illegal for children to drink underage. I think other thing I think Tina can touch upon.
Sure. The other thing that brings down the number of driving under the influence is our sobriety checkpoints that are done throughout the county, our law enforcement support, and TIPS trainings as well, training for intervention procedures, which we have been doing consistently over the past 4 years for all the retailers that, you know, will like us to provide training for them. And that's a five-hour training, and we have certified over 200 servers in Sussex County on the TIPS program, which is all about safe use of alcohol and making sure that you don't serve somebody that's intoxicated and that might be leaving to get on the road.
So with Anne-Marie Schaefer and Tina Howie from the Sussex County, New Jersey Coalition for Healthy and Safe Communities, which can be accessed through the website for Center for Prevention and Counseling, that's centerforprevention.org, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. Tina, how much do you think it's positive peer pressure that's been an asset, too, to helping in this reduction of alcohol addiction, alcohol abuse by underage individuals?
I think kids are learning tools, and I think kids are learning strategies to say no when they are peer pressured. We have some really great youth groups above the influence that, you know, that's what they do. They rise above any type of negative influence, and substance abuse and alcohol use is one of those things that they rise above. So between all the education work that we do in schools with curriculum and special initiatives, we always talk about ways to say no and ways to ways to refuse peer pressure.
And Anne-Marie, that sort of ties into something that our Northwest New Jersey stations will be doing. They'll be airing public service announcements that were prepared by some youths about just what we are talking about here.
Absolutely. It's wonderful that for the past 15 years with our PSA contest that they've been able to air. And, you know, when the message comes from other youth, I think that kids listen, you know. And I also think that with tragedy comes opportunities. And with the increase in, say, the opiate epidemic, kids are seeing that, parents are seeing that, and everybody's listening a little closer to what causes and what can affect potential substance use disorders. So when we know that alcohol is the number one substance that kids access, we know where to start rather than that analogy of dragging people out of the river that are drowning. Let's stop before they even get into the river.
We're going to talk with Anne-Marie Schaefer and Tina Howie from the Sussex County Coalition for Healthy and Safe Communities, which their page can be accessed over at centerforprevention.org. You can also find out the PSAs we talked about, as well as a poster design contest, all part of April being Alcohol Awareness Month, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. And Tina, let us not leave the parents out of the equation, because, granted, we're talking about April, but after April comes May and June. That is graduation season, prom season, and that old tradition of, well, you know, alcohol and drinking is a quote-unquote rite of passage. Well, it's a dumb rite when you want to offer a child who is underage the opportunity to start doing damage to themselves at an early age. So there are programs at the Center for Prevention and your various departments make available to help parents realize, you know what, you play a role in keeping the kids smart too.
Yes, you know, every year we do a letter that goes home with our seniors. And this is Celebrate Without Alcohol. And it's a letter that right around graduation time and prom time, we send it out. And it lists the facts regarding what happens when kids engage in underage drinking. Things that happen to kids, also things that could happen to the parents. So it talks about social host laws and the underage drinking ordinance. And this letter that goes out to the parents also has the signatures of our Sussex County prosecutor and all of our police chiefs in Sussex County. The letter also features a beautiful picture of high school students that represents all of our high schools in Sussex County. And the message on this letter is, you know, celebrate without alcohol. And that is actually going to be a billboard as well for the month of May into June. So we will have all of our Sussex County high schools represented on a billboard and throughout all the communities on lawn signs that say celebrate without alcohol.
So while parents and kids, too, there are dangers out there. Fortunately, there are outlets of information, encouragement, and overcoming those dangers that are available, as evidenced by the work of the Sussex County Coalition for Healthy and Safe Communities, as well as, if you're listening, one of our other stations outside Northwest New Jersey, all throughout the state, each and every county are going to have similar programs to turn to for the guidance that you need so that you can protect the children in your life to keep them alcohol-free, not just during the month of April, Although April is Alcohol Awareness Month, it is something you need to be aware of each and every day of the year. Learn more about the work of the Sussex County, New Jersey Coalition for Healthy and Safe Communities over at centerforprevention.org. And from the coalition, we're joined this morning by Anne-Marie Schaefer and Tina Howie. Thank you so much, ladies, for being here this morning.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.